Hello and welcome to episode 128 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we look at Mr. Rogers in a new light as Mr. Rogers,
Agent of Death.
I was in high school when news of Mr. Rogers' death hit. For a couple of days, he was the central topic of conversation. We would reminisce about our childhood and about the puppets and all that. And then, invariably, the conversation would take a turn towards violence. "Did you know," someone would say, "that Mr. Rogers was a sniper for the Marines in Vietnam?" "Yeah," someone would reply. "He wore those long sleeves all the time, so it would hide all his tattoos." We lapped it up, held in awe by the fact that the gentle spirit that was Mr. Rogers had started out on the killing fields of Vietnam. There were a few problems with this story, though. First of all, Rogers was born in 1928. He graduated high school in 1946, then college in 51. After that, he went pretty much straight into the workforce, starting at NBC before settling to work in public television in 1954. By the time the U.S. really started getting involved in the Vietnam War, in the mid-1960s, Mr. Rogers was already a host on kids' TV. From 1963, almost straight through until 2001, he was in front of the camera pretty much every day. So unless he was involved in a vast government conspiracy involving clones, there's just no way he could have been in Vietnam and host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood at the same time. Plus, Fred Rogers never actually went into the military, so that should have ended it there. And as to the tattoo controversy, that's an easy one to check. The fact is that he didn't have any sort of tattoos on his body. He wore the sweatshirts and long sleeves to maintain a position of authority, not to cover up any body alterations. Also to make his mom happy. She did, after all, knit all of his sweaters for the show. Thanks for tuning in to episode 128 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we look at how Mr. Rogers kept the VCR from facing oblivion. At least, until DVD came along.